The question was asked, practically, how does one really enter the habit of telling the truth, even though one might want to theoretically tell the truth, but Lamaisa, it's not such an easy thing to do for many reasons. So I think that there are a few answers, and they work together. Number one, a person has to really decide he wants it. Very often we conceptualize that something is important, but we don't really want it. We might want it, but we don't want it. We conceptualize it. And one of the ways in which we can really decide that we want it is by deciding that part of who I am is an ish emet. I'm a man of truth. And that's a decision a person has to make. Very often, if we want to work on a certain characteristic, on a certain trait, one of the ways to work on that trait is to ask ourselves, to corner ourselves and say, what type of person am I? Is it really important for me to be a man of truth? Is it pivotal for me to be a person of truth? To connect it to my identity? And to realize that it's an important question. It's not just just another thing I'm going to work on and a slew of things I'm going to work on. Now, I'm not saying that's something every person should work on today. You know, our traits are a series of things we work on. It's a ladder, and a person has to decide when he's going to work on this trait. But when he does, so one of the tools a person can use is this idea. What type of person am I? Am I a man of truth? Am I a person whose word counts? And if I am, then even when I'm saying an inconsequential story, I'm going to be careful to be accurate in the details because I should be a man of truth. It sometimes helps to remember the verse in Tehillim that we say often, Neki chapayim uvar levav. Shelo nishba lashav, right? Who enters the realm of Hashem? A person whose hands are clean. A person whose heart is clean. And it's talking about a person who's honest. So that's number one. Number two is in acquiring a habit, especially in speech, person has to be prepared for the fact that it doesn't happen overnight. So that means a person will decide, I'm going to tell the truth accurately. And then he's going to find himself in conversation saying, I must have tried that door 5 times and I couldn't get it open. And he knows he only tried it twice. So as he's saying it, a person says to himself, that's not true. But then he's already said it. So the first step in changing a habit is correcting ourselves, saying, you know, I said 5, but really it was 2. When we correct ourselves, that's the first step to acquiring the correct habit. And in truth, telling the truth is really a habit. It's a way of thinking, but it's a habit. One can enter the habit. But if one is expecting that he can change his habits overnight, that's not going to work. What will work is if a person is willing to take the steps and be okay with the fact that it takes time. And the first step is the willingness to correct ourselves. Meaning when a person says something that he regrets the way he said it, he corrects it. And even though it seems inconsequential, it is consequential. Because the first few times you'll catch yourself a few seconds after you've said it. The next few times you'll catch yourself right after you said it. And then by the 10th or 13th time, you'll catch yourself mid-sentence, and then you'll be able to catch yourself before you even say it. That's the way our mind works. If we want to get into a certain habit, we have to be prepared for the steps it takes to get there. And it's far more comfortable to say what's right the first time than to correct ourselves. That's true. And sometimes you feel like, why am I correcting myself? You know, does it really matter if I tried the door 5 times or twice? It doesn't matter, but it matters in gaining that habit. It's interesting that telling the truth is a habit that one can acquire, but it's also a habit that one can lose. The downhill slope always goes quicker than the uphill. It's very interesting. You know, once a person opens that watershed, once he opens it, it's like, boom, he can find himself going downhill. You could acquire the opposite habit again, and then one has to work his way back up. But at the end of the day, yeah, that's, I think, when a person identifies, decides that's what he wants, connects it to his identity, works on the habit, and then realizes it'll take time, but as the habit forms, a person can get there.
I would think, despite what you're saying,